Hello, BTN News listeners. As many of you know, the news show is entirely made possible by donations from listeners like you. The news show is not sponsored in any way. And because of this, the only way how the news show can continue is through your contributions. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hi, BTN News listeners. Yeah, we actually have a show today. Sorry about the long hiatus. Health problems have had me down for a little bit, but bouncing back now. Thank you to everybody for your well wishes out there. It is the 26th of May, 2020. We got the best technology news that's been happening, though I gotta say, there's not a whole lot of it, being the fact that yesterday was Memorial Day in the U.S., a holiday. But what we do have, we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Zoom users out there, that is if you're still trusting the platform, looking for that Giphy feature? Well, it ain't there. Apparently, Zoom has temporarily disabled the integration of GIF, better known on there as Giphy, that's in the chat feature. Apparently, this has to do with technical and security measures. That would be a first, now wouldn't it? And apparently, once those technical and security measures are ironed out, Zoom says they will be re-enabling the feature. As for when that will happen, they did not give a time frame. Zoom actually went on to say that this is actually part of a change of a whole of the platform, implementing so many different security updates to the platform, which goes along with the changes of muting and unmuting functions, restrictions on logging into meetings from multiple devices as well. So if you're down and out because you can't get your GIF fixed today on Zoom, well, you're just gonna have to hang on. 5G is definitely going to be the rage this year, and Motorola's ready to hop on board with it with their new Razr. Yes, apparently there's going to be a new version of Motorola's Razr foldable phone. Yeah, those things. And it actually looks like it's going to get 5G too. Not only that, it looks like it's also going to get a new Snapdragon 765 processor and a much bigger battery. The current battery is just a little over 2,500 milliamp hours, but we're hearing we may see 2,800 milliamp hours on the next version. Other things we're seeing is a jump in the current version of the 16 megapixel camera, that's going to go up about 4 megapixels, and a couple of more gigs of RAM at 8 gigs instead of 6. As far as when the new updated Razr phone will be available to the public, your guess is as good as ours. And finally, look up there in the sky. Yeah, it's not a bird, it's nothing, it's a piece of crap. What piece of crap am I talking about? Well, it actually looked like a rocket to start with until the engine ignited. Yeah, I'm talking about Virgin Orbit's Launcher 1. Yeah, they tried to launch that thing over the Pacific Ocean. It didn't go so well. Now, from what we could tell, Launcher 1 maintained stability after its release. You know, before they turned it on. Yeah, but once that engine ignited, yeah, it was no more. Now, apparently, a malfunction occurred. You think? At least that's what the company stated on Twitter. Virgin Orbit says they'll have a much better idea after they talk to their engineers and analyze exactly what went wrong. Though Virgin Orbit says they are not discouraged. They say they have plenty of data to dig into and is eager to get on with the next flight. If you've got a story and no one else is listening to you, well, we will. Send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website is still located at britishtechnetwork.com. Get subscribed to all of our wonderful podcasts over there, including this show, the Mac Show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many others. Also, while you're hopping around on the internet, you can check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Or, of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And definitely come by our BTN community over at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The news show. We'll be back at your way for, yes, we are going to have a Wednesday edition tomorrow. Yes, we will. Trying to make up for all the days that we didn't have any shows. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have yourself a fantastic Tuesday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.